Today I will present you a very interesting microscope equipped with its own LCD screen, because it does not look like OLED or even IPS. I got the device for testing from one of our forum colleagues, at Bessler. Thank you very much, and sorry for messing, but to the point. The microscope can be purchased from our friends from the East for $31 to $41, depending on the version of the tripod. I got it with a plastic one, and to my surprise, it works quite well. But when I order for myself, I will choose the version with a metal stand. Please note that shipping is not free in this case. As always, a photo from the AliExpress auction. What we read in the auction description is the only thing I know about this device. It does not show the name of the manufacturer or the product model. I do not know where to start, because this time, the tests did not go completely according to my plan. I had the outline of the article in my head, but something happened and it turned the whole plan upside down. But let's start from the beginning, or this time, better from the end. As you probably read at the beginning, I thanked Bessler for renting the equipment, and at the same time, I apologized to him because I broke his microscope. Or actually, it broke itself, which would probably have happened anyway. When I was during the photo session of the microscope itself, and the photos taken with it, the device crashed twice. The first time, it was enough to hold the on-off button. The second time, it was necessary to press the reset button on the back of the housing. After the session was over, I connected the microscope to the computer in order to download the photos, which was achieved without any complications. Unfortunately, after disconnecting the microscope from the USB port, it stopped responding. Another pauses. From then on, it can only be turned on and will be displayed on the welcome screen. You cannot turn off the same button. You can only press the reset button, which will turn it off. I would forget, you can still access your data when connected to a computer. Tomorrow a friend will be with me at our tour K with his microscope, identical, and we will read the contents of 25Q80 from it in order to upload it to the Bessler microscope to hopefully bring it to life. If this happens, I will not fail to share with you the obtained batch. That's it for the introduction and explanation. So it is time for the proper article, and I will say that the microscope made a great impression on me. For just over 150 Polish zlotys at today's dollar exchange rate, we can have a device that will really make our work easier. Let's start with the, let's say it, tech specs. Device parameters declared by the seller. 1. Pixel HD 3.6 MP, whatever that means. 2. Display, 4x3 inches HD OLED display. As for me, it is plain TFT with unknown resolution, but certainly far from full HD, which I mean by 1920x1080. 3. Magnification, 1-600x continuous magnification system. 4. Object distance, 15 millimeters to infinity, depend on the different distance. A little break for a few photos so as not to bore you. And from another angle. But what about the photos of the microscope? I think you prefer photos taken with it. There you have it. The first two photos show the view on the LCD screen, and the next two are photos taken with a microscope. It is a 1 gross coin, with the highest magnification I could get. As you can see, the screen built into the microscope certainly does not have a resolution of 1920x1080p. It doesn't even have 720p. Nevertheless, it is readable enough to easily see what interests us. If you don't believe me, I think that a few more photos will quickly dispel your doubts. As you can see in the photos above, we have a lot of space under the lens, and we can easily operate either with a soldering iron or a hot air. The microscope has the function of taking photos with a resolution of 5 megapixels. Just press the OK button after selecting the shooting mode. Well, but at this point we will lose focus at the bank, at best. Because usually,